And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Wednesday, November 6th, and we have the Carrollton Lions Club in the studio with us today. Dave Knight, member of the organization for 46 years, which is just incredible, and Doyle Aiken, who has been a member for 56 years. Now, you mentioned earlier how many times you've both been president of the organization. How about you, Dave?
I've been president one time from 89 to 90. Was my year president.
Wow. Okay. How about you, Doyle?
I've been president twice. My last time was 4 years ago.
Absolutely. I imagine they still have pictures of you with your sash and everything up on the wall.
Not really.
The greatest president of all time.
Doyle has done a wonderful job.
Wow. Well,
with Lions.
Well, I mean, after this many years being in the club, I bet you guys have seen some amazing things happen, some amazing, amazing initiatives. Serve the community. You've seen some. You've seen a lot of members join the group over the years. First and foremost, good morning to both of you, and thank you guys for coming on, waking up, and coming on to the program. If we could you tell us a bit about yourself, just you personally, and we'll start with Dave.
Okay, I came to Carrollton in '68 originally to attend West Georgia College. And when I graduated from college, I got in the insurance business in 73. And in the meantime, people do the math and they say, oh, it took him 5 years to graduate. Well, I lost 2 quarters going into military for active duty during that time frame. Plus, I probably still needed 5 years to graduate.
We all do.
But anyway, I got involved in the insurance business in 73 and have been in the insurance business since then, focusing on employee benefits and working in the area of estate and business planning. But I am employed with Marsh McLennan and have been in Carrollton working with, started out with Tri-County Insurance, then J. Smith Lanier & Company, which acquired Tri-County, and then Marsh McLennan acquired J. Smith Lanier in 2017. So collectively, my total years has been 46 years here in Carrollton.
And you've been in the Lions Club for 46 years?
You know, what's unusual, is that I reached out and asked if I could join the Lions Club in 78. When I was growing up in LaGrange, I was very impressed with the Lion members that would come door to door selling brooms and mops as a fundraiser. And I thought, they do a great job. And so when I was fortunate enough to be moved to Carrollton, I reached out and wanted to ask them if I could join their club. So now we're trying to get membership people to join a lot of civic clubs. But so hopefully somebody out listening would be interested in becoming a member of the Carrollton Lions Club. Because we'd certainly relish that opportunity to tell them a little bit more about what we do.
An opportunity to continue that legacy of philanthropy and kinship and business to business relationships.
That's right.
Doyle, same question. If you could, tell us a bit about you.
Well, I came to West Georgia, but 10 years earlier in 1958, and married a girl here, Rebecca, my wife, and so we've been together 66 years, and her father was in the Lions Club, and so I became a member in 1969, and so I've been a member for 56 years, and so it's been a good ride with the Lions Club because it says such a great history internationally, nationally, and locally.
Perfect. Well, on that topic, and feel free, Dave, to jump in at any point. Doyle, tell us a bit about the organization itself, because I know a lot of folks, especially potential new members, are tuning in, and some of them may not have lived, may have come here from towns where they didn't have a very active and effective civic club like this. Maybe they're not used to that. Tell us a bit about the Lions Club and a bit about the mission and just about what it's like being in the club in general.
Well, we're a part of Lions International. Lions International is 100 years old, 102 this year. And we are 92 years old.
Wow.
Carrollton Lions Club was organized only 10 years after the Lions International. And Lions International is civic-type organization in the world with 1.4 million members and 49,000 Lions Club in 200 countries.
Wow.
And so they are a philanthropic organization that does a lot of things, vision, youth, disaster relief, humanitarian things, work with diabetes. Of course, sight has been the main thing for all these years, but we still have programs with childhood cancer, the environment, hunger across the world. And so the Lions Club's a great organization, and we're just glad to be a part of it. And we're working today to as we always do, have to make some money. So we're working on the annual barbecue that's coming up on Friday from 11 to 1 at the Ag Center. And so we've been out selling tickets. Anybody who needs a ticket can give me a call or text me. Anyway, we'll get a ticket to you.
Absolutely.
$12 right now.
$12.
$12. Now, that's a small price to pay to get some of this world-famous barbecue. I mean, everyone knows about the Lions Club barbecue. This is an event to benefit the Lions Club. And as Doyle just mentioned, that is actually coming up this Friday, just a couple of days from now, from 11 to 1 at the Ag Center here on Noonan Road. We were talking earlier, this is actually the 32nd annual Carrollton Lions Club barbecue. 32nd. That's really right. Impressive.
Well, for many years, we sold mops and brooms and this type thing through the Lions Club. And in 1992, that was phasing out a little bit. And so we began the annual barbecue. Newt Muse, Dorsey Duffy were heads of it at that time. And it's been continued on an annual basis, replacing the mop and broom sale, but it generates about $8,000 a year. It's our main and only big fundraiser, so we're trying to sell all the tickets we can.
Absolutely. We're going to go and take our first commercial break, but when we come back, we're actually going to go into a bit more detail about how funds raised to support the Lions Club goes back into the community, serving those that need, whether they be at risk of diabetes, if they have, as we mentioned earlier, succumbed to some sort of disaster, hurricanes, and of course, individuals that are blind. And we'll talk a bit about the screening machine, which has been acquired by the Lions Club, which will be helping allow for screenings for individuals in the community to check their vision and so many more things. But we're going to get into that in more detail here in a second. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, November 6th, and I'm chatting with the Carrollton Lions Club. We got Dave Knight in the studio with us, been a member of the Carrollton Lions Club for 46 years, and we got Doyle Aiken, who has been a member for 56 years, and despite them being fun-loving, awesome guys who like to cut up and mess around, they have been around and done a lot of amazing things with the Lions Club for all those years. They may not seem that serious, but they are pretty serious. They really take care of business and help them out. And I enjoyed Dave and Doyle coming in the studio today with us and having a good time, chatting a bit about the Lions Club. Most importantly, the Lions Club Barbecue. That is the 32nd annual Lions Club Barbecue to benefit the Carrollton Lions Club. It's coming up this Friday, just a couple of days. So you can go ahead and start working up your appetite to get a little barbecue and support the many, many great initiatives of the Lions Club. That's the Lions Club Barbecue at the Ag Center, right here, our neighbors here, from 11 to 1 at the Ag Center right here on Noonan Road. So you're not going to want to miss that. We'll talk a bit more about that in a second. So before we get to the ins and outs of the barbecue, Dave Knight, if you could, we had a great conversation before the show, a bit about some of the initiatives and services that the Lions Club maintains and has implemented throughout the local community, a variety of things. Could you speak a bit to our listeners about some of those initiatives, about some of the things that funds raised to, by the Lions Club go toward to serve the community?
Thank you, Josh. And again, thank you for allowing us to have some airtime to express to our community that, hey, we are a thriving Lions Club, and we appreciate what our community has done to support us over so many years. One of the areas that I have worked in for 28 years is, of course, I've gone through the chairs over the years, but I still wanted to stay involved, not just be a flower on the wall, the old saying goes, but I wanted to stay involved with Lionism, and I have a passion for animals and especially dogs. And so I said, well, I think I would like to be a representative for the leader dog. And so 28 years ago, I was asked by a district governor if I would work with leader dog for the blind, which mm-hmm. is located in Rochester Hills, Michigan, about 45 miles north of Detroit. But I said, sure, I'd love to. And so I attended my had my first introduction of leader dog back in 96 when I went with a group of district governors from the state of Georgia. And what impressed me most about that meeting was at one of the introductory meetings that we had with Lions from all over the United States. We met in this very large room, and the president at the time, named Bill Hansen, Bill asked me, he said, how come Georgia only got 6 leader dogs last year? And I said, I don't know. Did we not raise enough money to buy more dogs? He said, nope. He said, the reason you did not get more dogs is because you did not ask for more dogs.
Wow.
And
closed mouths don't get fed.
And that right there sold me on what the organization is about, is that they're not about raising monies for the sake of having a large bankroll, if you will. They're concerned about helping people, helping the blind and the legally impaired, sight impaired, to be able to obtain a leader dog.
That's amazing.
And that passion that they have has continued over my time in working with leader dog. But leader dog is, and one of the great recipients of a leader dog is our own Carrollton, Sarah Claudia Tillman Kane.
I was just about to bring her up because her leader dog, Jackson, correct?
Jackson,
I mean, what a gentleman Jackson is.
And Jackson has really done a great job of making Sarah Claudia feel even more gaining independence, if you will. Wow. And so that is a walking testimony on a daily basis that of what our monies that we give back to our community.
So that's one initiative. It's amazing that, like, just that alone, I think an organization would be incredibly proud to be able to say, hey, you know, since for this many years we've been working with this organization to help provide leader dogs for individuals who are blind or are vision impaired. But that's just one thing. Tell us about some of the others.
The leader dog, before, if you don't mind, Josh, the leader dog, the charge to train a leader dog is around $55,000 to $60,000.
Wow.
And when a recipient receives their dog, zero cost, no cost to that recipient. And the funds are paid for through donations of Lions clubs all over the world making a contribution to leader dog for the blind.
That's amazing.
So we are very thankful for that. Some of the other the projects that we focus on are diabetes support, you know, through eye screening, which Doyle mentioned earlier that our club has just recently acquired an eye screening machine.
Wow.
And they're very expensive. So we can go in and provide the eye screening to students within the school systems within the West Georgia, Carroll County areas. And that will be early detection for diabetes, early detection for different impairments that they could have and not even be aware of.
Yes, sir.
And then once we identify those concerns, then we can lead them in the right direction or their doctors and say, the Georgia Lions Lighthouse Foundation, located in Atlanta, can provide a certain amount of support, and it'll be no charge for that family.
Wow.
So LCIF, the Lions Safari Park, located on North Park Street, it's beside the old rec department, the rock building there on North Park upon the hill. We had that constructed, Lions Club did, in 2005.
Wow.
And almost 20 years ago, it doesn't seem that long.
It's such a nice park. I would have never thought it was that old. It's so colorful and customized for individuals with special needs, which is so thoughtful, so that all children can play.
And we, the community contributed with our Lions Club contributions, but also the community helped out of $23,000 to build that, and then we got a special grant of $20,000 from LCIF, and that stands for Lions Club International Foundation. And LCIF is a great organization within Lionism to help people in disaster areas. After disasters, the tornadoes and hurricanes has hit, they try to provide financial relief to a lot of those families. But in this case, also where there is a need, such as our community had a need for our children to have a safe place to play, the children that have special needs, and that safari park was designed specifically for that. So,
incredible.
You know, we're very thankful for being able to have done that. Doyle, do you have anything else you'd like to expand
well,
on?
Well, there are just so many things that we need to mention. The Lions Club has such a great history of doing things. One of the most recent LCIF grants that we participated in, you always have to have money of your own to go with a grant. And we've gotten many grants like the Safari Park thing, but the latest one we did, they had a freezer out at the soup kitchen that was leaking and old.
Wow.
And we were able to partner with the Villa Rica Club, the Carrollton Club, and Lions Club, and LCIF, and provided a new freezer and had it installed at the soup kitchen.
That's incredible.
That was back about 3 years ago.
2 or 3 years ago, yeah.
And so we have, and then of course we have purchased that new machine for eyes. We've done that for many years. We collect eyeglasses for reuse around the world, and we do that through the Lions Lighthouse. And if anyone wants to give old glasses for us to collect, all you have to do is drop those off at any of the eye doctors in the area, and we collect those.
Yeah, I've definitely dropped off some pairs. You know, I got these thick lenses too, so mm-hmm. They clunked when they fell in. Now, the this screening machine you were talking about, first of all, it blew my mind that you could. It can also serve as an early detector of diabetes, and it makes sense, you know, with like glaucoma, like eye pressure. When do we think this machine might be rolled out into the public?
We are going to roll that out as a part of the Tabernacle Baptist Church Christmas store that comes up in December. The
wow.
machine's being shipped as yeah. we speak,
and
we do not have it in hand, but we plan to use that.
That's incredibly expensive.
And roll it out, and do some screening for people who come in, needy people being provided for Christmas things. When they come in, we're going to try that machine out and give some eye screenings at that time, and then we'll be able to work with schools and other areas to use that machine for eye screenings throughout this area.
Absolutely. And you think about, like, how much money is saved with something like this, helping individuals from falling back into that, helping them with this early diagnosis, early attention drawn to a potential problem, you know, saving lives, honestly.
And when we find, we do a few of these, not a huge number, but when we find children who just can't get glasses, so many times we are able to help them through a local doctor and furnish the funds to get a child a pair of glasses when they need it.
That's amazing. Well, time is 8:50. We're going to go and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will chat a bit more with Dave Knight and Doyle Aiken, members, longtime members of the Carrollton Lions Club, as we chat about the club at large, both internationally and locally, how they serve the local community. This is definitely a podcast you're going to want to share. So when this episode is uploaded to the station's website, as well as gratitudecommunications.com, you want to take it, copy that link, share it on your social media, let everybody know about the great work that the Lions Club has been at now for many, many, many years. 92 years?
92 years.
92 years.
Here in Carrollton.
That's incredible. So, but again, this is really want to make sure you understand this Friday. Don't miss it. It's the 32nd annual Lions Club Barbecue right at the Ag Center right here on Noonan Road. It's going to be from 11 to 1 p.m. When we come back, we're going to get a little bit more information about that barbecue. But this is a long-time initiative that benefits the Lions Club and helps them accomplish all the incredible things that we've been chatting about in this segment. So don't go anywhere. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, November 6th. The time is 8:53. You're tuning in to a tremendous episode of Community Voice, getting to hang out with the Carrollton Lions Club. We got Dave Knight in the studio with us, as well as Doyle Aiken, longtime members of the organization. If you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the full episode, the full podcast of this episode of Community Voice. Check it out so you can get the full story on the 92 years that the Carrollton Lions Club has been serving the local community right here in Carrollton. We covered some of the various projects and initiatives that the Lions Club puts the money collected into, sometimes with matching funds from the Lions Club International, sometimes on their own, but their Leader Dogs initiative, helping provide leader dogs to individuals who were blind, as well as acquiring an eye screening machine, helping provide glasses and eyewear through Lions Lighthouse, the Lions Safari Park right here in town, their disaster release initiatives. There's a lot going on. So you're going to want to come out and support this great club. And while you're there, talk to them about membership, because you can join this philanthropic organization and help a lot of people at this Friday's Lions Club barbecue at the Ag Center from 11 to 1 to benefit the Lions Club. If we could, let's jump into this barbecue. So feel free, either Dave or Doyle, whoever would like to take it, tell us a bit about the barbecue, what folks can expect, and what's going to be on scene there, and maybe about how they can get tickets, get some barbecue.
We are seeing many employers purchasing barbecue plates for their employees. And so they can call us, we'll take an order, they can pay when they pick up the barbecue plates. And, you know, we see sell anywhere from a single plate. If someone wants to come by and buy a single plate, they're welcome to do that. Oftentimes it's multiple plates, 5, 10, 20, 30, depending on the size of the employer. So it's a great way to give back to your employees on that day. And it's also, and the barbecue's good.
Yeah,
a lot of times you buy barbecue and at these events like ours, and barbecue is not that good, but the barbecue here is excellent, and I think people will be very pleased. But
excellent.
We, you know, this is one of the major fundraisers that we'd mentioned for the year, and so you know we would more plates, barbecue plates that we can sell, the more money we will have to give away.
Excellent.
And that is this Friday, at November the 8th, from 11 to 1 at the Ag Center. So you can come by the Ag Center, bring your tickets in, pick them up, or we deliver. We deliver several hundred of those plates around to the various businesses, as he has just said.
Yes,
so
sir.
If anyone needs a ticket, if they'll call me at 678-386-6371, or better yet, text me with your address, I'll deliver the ticket to you. But we need to do it in the next day or so.
Because absolutely.
It's coming on Friday. So we need to do it today and tomorrow. But if anyone wants a ticket, if they'll give me a call, 678-386-6371.
Perfect. Excellent.
And we will deliver as far away as... If we sell enough plates, Villarica,
all right,
then we'll deliver there. If somebody says, "Hey, I want 40 plates to Bowden," hey, we're on our way to Bowden.
Excellent.
So we enjoy this Friday. Will be a group of Lions coming together, and serving for the cause of Lionism.
Excellent.
And there's a saying, "Many hands make light work." So by many of us helping, participating, there are not a lot of work on any one individual. So it's definitely a team effort.
So we focused on a lot of things today, but it all boils down, when we're talking about the Lions Club, to a very simple message and logo and whatever you want to call it. It's very simple for all of Lions throughout the world. It says, "We serve."
We serve. Keep it straightforward. So we have about 2 minutes left now. If you could, leave folks with where they can learn more. Are y'all on social media? Is there a website? And, of course, we want to leave Doyle's number again so that folks can get tickets.
678-386-6371. Just text me, and I'll get your tickets to you.
Perfect.
And one project that we did not mention that is very important locally is Georgia Lions Camp for the Blind. We've had club members to take students in various schools, city schools, to Waycross, Georgia in the summer because a lot of their parents just do not have transportation.
Excellent.
To take them. And so we help support that as well.
This is an opportunity that you can support both this and a lot of the other initiatives that we mentioned earlier, well, all of them, by coming out and helping the Lions Club serve, helping the Lions Club by acquiring some barbecue plates. Again, this Friday, it's the 32nd annual Lions Club barbecue. It's going to be at the Ag Center from 11 to 1 to benefit the Carrollton Lions Club. Check them out on Facebook. I believe y'all have a social media page.
Yes.
Is there a website?
It's Facebook.
Facebook. Excellent. All right, so check out the Carrollton Lions Club on Facebook for more information. Dave, Doyle, thank you both for a tremendous, tremendous program. It was great to have you guys on.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, Josh. We appreciate it very much.
And thank you for everything that that the Lions Club and the other civic clubs here in the community have do for those in need. We're so grateful for the Carrollton Lions Club, and we're grateful for you for tuning in today. We'll see you next time.